Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There we go. Judith, what's that I can hear in the background of our theme tune?
Yeah, all the jingle bells.
Who's playing those? Is it you?
Yeah, is it me? No, it's Eddie, actually.
I thought you might have the musical twin on your knee. Have you got them in the house?
No, but actually we've had them in the house quite a lot over the last few days. And, oh my God, I've had so many bloody twin duties. Honestly, oh, Judith.
How's he back?
Oh, well, yeah, the back's all right, but it's actually the crook of my left arm that gets it, I think.
Oh, that's a new one.
Oh, I know.
The crook of my left arm. It sounds like the title of a biography.
It's quite a specific thing, wasn't it? But yeah. I bet you see with Arlo, because I always hold the babies on the left-hand side because I'm right-handed, and I bet you do too.
Do you know, that's very odd. I don't know whether I do. I think I'm the other way round. Weirdly enough, Judith, we had our dominant eyes tested. Do you remember last week, last Friday?
It was quite exciting, wasn't it, for a couple of hypochondriacs like us? Yeah, go on.
We went to Heatherley's, the drawing school in Chelsea, which was very, very exciting. I mean, we have to come clean, don't we, at this point and say we might have taken the bottom two positions in the class.
There's no might about it. I think the jostling between you and I is debatable, but not that debatable.
In which direction are we jostling?
I think I'm bottom. Yeah, I mean, I noticed that Sir cut yours up and sort of made
when
a bit
you
of
say
a collage.
Cut mine, yes, he made a collage.
So he thought yours were worth it. Mine were odd. Mine were mostly odd. No, I think you were better than me.
Only at the drawing. I think I am better at drawing than you, but I think you're better at painting. I think you're much more experienced as a painter.
Yes.
And
yes.
We didn't get into the painting because it was a charcoal, really. It was a drawing class.
Yes,
Oh, the standard of work was extraordinary. But what was quite interesting, and we'll only cover this very briefly because for people who don't draw, it's really not very exciting, but he did this odd test where we had to look at a book on a high-up shelf and see which was our dominant eye. And despite being right-handed, my dominant eye is my left eye.
It's your left. And you said it was your weakest eye as well, so you were surprised,
yes,
weren't you?
I was shocked, Judith. And it affects your position in front of the easel. Now, that's as technical as we can get, really, with that.
But it's quite nice, isn't it, to be able to say to people, my dominant eye is my right. It's sort of, I don't know, there's a little bit of a kind of swankiness about it somehow.
Yeah. The only thing is, Judith, sorry to interrupt, but I have a horrible feeling that I didn't really pay attention to the test. And I might just be flailing with my pointing and my opening eye thing. But anyway, we'd just like to say, wouldn't we? We'd like to say a huge thank you to Heatherley's, wouldn't we, Judy?
Massive thank you. Massive. Yeah. It is the bee's knees, isn't it, really, as an art school. Well, I know that because my friend Claire Lord, who's a proper professional, very, very, very good artist, raves about it, and I can see why.
I was knocked out by what other people were doing. My friend Lizzie was there as well from Draws Off. She's moved on from Draws Off. I mean, she's been going there, I think, since September. I mean, she was good on Draws Off. She was, you know, one to keep your eye on. And she came second, very close second in the competition. But, oh, God, her drawing work has come on in leaps and bounds.
I know. Well, she goes to Heatherley's a lot, and she does these drop-in sessions, what we did.
Friday drop-in, which is available for all. I mean, you've got to pay. Let's, you know, it's not. Fucking drop in. You know, just don't cruise by and say, Judith and Jenny said we could drop in.
Judith and Jenny said just to drop in.
We've got some sandwiches and we're staying for the day. Don't do that. Don't let us down. You have to book online or, the usual.
Yes, you've got to book online and it's £60 a day, which actually I don't think is too bad. I thought it might have been more expensive than that. But it's
we got a lot of teaching for our £60.
We did.
And it's a big studio and I think we were meant to pay for paper, but I didn't have any cash. No, all got a bit embarrassing, so we got let off.
Well, I noticed you sending Sir off to the stationery cupboard to fetch you various things, actually, because it's normally me that does that. You were rather hogging Sir, I thought.
I didn't ask him. He just offered to help me. I think he saw a little bit of potential, Judith, and at one point he said, I'm kind of getting used to your drawing style. And I thought, I've got a drawing style.
You lucky thing, say that to me. But he was good. He was good because he was... I kind of learnt a lot, but it wasn't a kind of, it was quite bespoke teaching, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You would come and think, okay, well, actually, I know, I think that might be a useful thing to know for you, or that might be a useful thing to notice, and that's always the best teaching. He's also a very good teacher.
What he wouldn't do, though, for either of us, was put his hand on our paper and draw for us.
So much to do that.
I know. I could see you. It was very funny standing behind you. Anyway, we had a very good life model as well, Judith, didn't we?
She was curvaceous.
Yeah.
Curvaceous, yeah. Solid. I spent a lot of time looking at her body, actually. That's a terrible confession, isn't it?
Well, no, you're meant to. You've got to.
Well,
you've
I know you are meant to.
Before
but
you
drop, I
draw.
But it's not often that you see other people's, you know, kind of front bottoms and things, is it? And, you know, whilst I wasn't pervy about it, I don't think I was, but you do, you just say, oh, okay, so, right, all right, yeah, she's got about the same amount of pubes as me. Fine, that's good.
Yeah,
that's reassuring.
Her name was Imogen. We don't know her surname. And she was straight out of a pre-Raphaelite painting. She had red hair and the creamiest white skin. Didn't she have creamy white skin?
She did. Yeah. But she was. She was curvaceous and solid, which meant that I suppose if you were as good as the others, you could get some lovely lines.
Lovely lines.
Your friend Lizzie got beautiful sort of muscular but not masculine sort of shapes. And, they were good. She was lovely, your friend Lizzie, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Except, I've got to say...
Go on.
I've got to say. First of all, she's very good looking and
she's much younger
lovely.
Than us. She's still in her 40s.
Yeah, exactly. So why we were hanging around with her, I don't know. I don't think I would have done if it wasn't for you. Because you know what I mean? I mean, as
I
lovely as she was...
I just don't have that problem. I don't have a generational problem, Judith. I don't want to hang out with the oldies just so that I look a bit younger. We made friends. We had our other friend as well who joined us at the cafe table.
Yes. She was about our age, but my God, she was good at drawing us as well. But
she was, wasn't she? That was an Anne, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, she was called Anne. Lovely bones. A bone structure. The other thing that I have got to say about Lizzie, and it's still with me, I'm still disappointed. Can you guess what?
The broccoli soup. The broccoli soup.
Yes!
Judith, honestly, I think you've got to move on. It's a week ago.
She said she was bone.
What did she say?
Yeah, she said, because we said quite early on, I mean, you know, rather
Where can we go for lunch?
Yes, what are we going to do? We haven't brought any lunch. Where's the lunch?
Yeah. Because we got to Heatherley's early, didn't we? Because we're rather keen. When we got there, it was obvious there was no proper canteen or anywhere for anything to eat in the school. So we marched over Chelsea Way, didn't we? And it was quite... We eventually got to a branch of Megan's, which we have one in East Dulwich.
Very
expensive though, Judith, wasn't it?
£8 for two cups of coffee.
£8 for two cups of coffee.
And it took ages to come. But yes, there was a dearth of eating establishments that actually frankly panicked us a bit, didn't it, around lunch?
Yeah.
But Lizzie said, she said, don't worry. It's a cafe in the road and I've popped in and they've got some broccoli soup for lunch, didn't she?
Looking forward to that all day.
She'd
done a recce.
All morning.
Yeah, broccoli soup.
We got there. They'd run out, hadn't they?
They'd run out of broccoli soup. You didn't get over it, did you?
It still hurts.
It still hurts. A very bad salad. None of the food was as good as my very good chicken curry that I fed you with the evening before when you came to stay at my house.
That's right, because it was an overnight. It was like old times, wasn't it? When we were writing Grumpies. It was like old times. You made us something. I'm going to give you an 8 out of 10 for the chicken curry.
Where did I lose my 2 points?
Well...
Was it because you didn't get a poppadom?
Wasn't quite enough of it.
There was some left in the pan.
Yes, I know. Well, I know there was, but I did notice. She said to me, and there was quite a big gap between me finishing and being offered seconds. You did that thing which you often do, which is, would you like some more? Which was kind of like, we're saving
it for
tomorrow.
Do you need any more?
Yes, Surely you had the biggest plate of everybody. Surely you don't want any more. I could have had a little bit more, and there was quite a lot of rice. But no, okay,
there's loads of rice left over. You could have just had some. Yeah, you could have filled up on rice. Dude, I think it's a mean score.
I don't really like. I think it's a generous score.
No, it was a good. No, it was a very good. It's a classic. My chicken curry is an absolute classic. I give myself a 9. And then we had to lie on the floor. Well, I had to lie on the floor. You had to lay on the bed in Jeff's study to listen to your yoga tape. Do you remember that?
Well, of course I do. Of course, I was quite. I was quite sort of keen to play it to you, which is this thing that. My sort of, I like to call him my medication guru, but anyway, James.
Your meditation, not medication. Meditation
what did I say?
Guru.
Did I say
think
medication?
You said medication guru again. I'm not sure.
That one might be more useful. No, meditation guru. And he's made it, as I explained last week, this kind of bespoke tape, which is kind of making me feel positive and relaxing me and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And
only half of it is bespoke. It does because I listened to it and I got
it. I know you did. And you poured cold water all over you, absolute tinker.
I didn't entirely because I thought that the 10 minutes he did that was bespoke was totally bespoke and very good for you. And it mentioned all your friends and I got a bit tense thinking, when's my name going to be mentioned? When's my name going to be mentioned?
Luckily, it was mentioned.
Last. I know. Can you imagine how fucking tense I was lying on the floor of Jeff's study, which the underfloor heating has broken in there. So it's like an icebox, although I bought the ceramic heater for you. So it wasn't too chilly. And anyway, my name was mentioned, then I could relax. And then it just went into very generic kind of relaxation stuff.
Well, that's all right.
But we all know it. We all did that at drama school 30 years ago.
Oh, God, honestly. Yeah,
40 years.
Okay.
Fucking hell, it's 40 years ago. Jesus, it's not 30 years.
Let me just work out how long ago it was that I went to university. Because I went in 1973. So, hold on, that's 34.
I went in 78.
Okay, so in 81. 40 plus, isn't it? Bloody hell, we're old.
I know.
I liked that tape, and I was really enthusiastic about it. And you've made me doubt it now.
Don't doubt it because listen, everybody has their thing. Everybody has their individual thing that makes them feel better and makes them feel secure and helps them to sleep. And no two are exactly the same. Otherwise, it would just be easy, wouldn't it? We'd all just
That's
be buying the same
true.
Over-the-counter stuff and listening
true.
To exactly the same thing. Yeah, so, yeah, you know.
And we'd all be sleeping soundly all the time, which obviously we're not.
No.
Anyway, I'm going for a top-up session next week. And
well, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, now, how ready are you for Christmas?
Oh, I'm not. I am so behind. I think I'm more behind than I've ever been at this stage. Seriously behind. And I tell you what hasn't helped is that we had a log delivery last Saturday, right? And I'd kind of miscalculated how many logs were in a trailer and then the pickup. So I ordered both, right?
Oh, my God.
And the twins were here and he said he'd be here at 9 o'clock sharp sort of thing. So we were still, you know, busy in our dressing gowns dealing with the twins at 10 to 9. And of course, he arrived 10 minutes early. Didn't have time to tell him exactly where to put it. And he put it right in the middle of the drive. So it's like somebody's done this great big dump in the middle of the drive. We all have to do like 6-point turns around it. And we haven't had time to move the fucking stuff. And it's a major tripping hazard. So everybody
Have you not got lads in the village? Have you not got 12-year-olds that you can bung some quids to?
Well, that would be a good idea, actually. No, we might have to. Mike and I are trying to do it. We're just running all over the place at the moment, trying, you know, with that ships in the night. But anyway, that has hulled us up because the time that we're doing those bleeding logs, we'd have been, you know, putting the Christmas tree up anyway.
Have you got no tree up yet?
Oh, it's outside. We haven't taken it in yet.
Oh, it's in the holding bay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. You've got yours up because I've seen you. You're ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's not. It's probably not going to last till Christmas. I got stung. I mean, last year I had. I ended up calling my Christmas tree a cunt. This year we had a real fight with the Christmas tree, getting it up and all this kind of thing. I can't remember the exact details, but I do know that it was a classic eclair meltdown over an inanimate object. Although a Christmas tree is sort of living, so I'll give myself an excuse. So this year's Christmas tree debacle involved being ripped off by a weasel-faced man outside the pub. Now, I've watched a lot of films about weasel-faced men, black and white films. You know, ever since the dawn of film, there have been weasel-faced men ripping people off, you know. And I should have just seen by his face, I should have just known by the weaseliness of his face and the fact that he had a fag in the corner of his mouth like an old-fashioned, you know, criminal. And so I said, how much are the red tag trees? He says, they're all the same. They're all, it's a tenner a foot, a tenner a foot. I said, well, this one's about, just about my size. And he said, nah, 6 foot, 6 foot. I said, it's never 6 foot. And he said, it's 60 quid, 60 quid. That's a 60 quid tree. That's 60 quid. I said, I tell you what, how about, and I hadn't even looked at the prices of anywhere else. I wasn't on a playing field, Judith. I didn't really know what I was talking about. I hadn't done any fucking research, had I? I'd just gone bowling in. And there was nowhere to park. And Jeff was sort of cruising round the block and all this kind of thing. So I said, I'll give you 50 quid, 50 quid. He says, all right, 50 quid, but it's got to be 50 quid cash, right? 50 quid cash. I said, I don't carry cash like the Queen, you know. He said, well, it was a cash point at the co-op over the road, go get some cash. So I went and got some cash from the co-op. And he said, before I went, he said, oh, I'll put it in the net while you go and get your cash, don't worry. So I went to get the cash. By the time I got back, Jeff had managed to find a little car parking space. He was waiting for me with the boot open. The man had netted it up, loaded it in, and I could hear him as I closed the boot of the car. I could almost hear him go. I got home, I cut the net of the Christmas tree, and it wasn't the one I chose, I can tell you that. It was never
no.
the one I chose. I've got a little, I'd say 4'9" runt of a pathetic, spindly, slightly, can't hold on to a bauble branch, weedy fucking thing. Honestly, I feel a bit sorry for it because I slagged it off on Twitter and in the end, Annika Rice offered to adopt it. She said, I'm feeling sorry for this tree. I'll take it in. I said, I'll see you in court.
It looks a bit thin, actually.
Yes!
It looks like it's kind of, it looks like it's January the 3rd.
Yeah, I know, Judith. It's not. We're recording this on December the 14th. It's a disappointing tree. Anyway,
you should have shopped around, shouldn't you?
I should have shopped around.
Yeah, you should.
But you know when you have a mission, when you get up in the morning, it was Saturday morning, and Jeff and I said, right, the first thing we're going to do is get the bloody tree. And you know when you're talking about the tree in terms of the bloody tree, you know that really you're not full of the Christmas spirit. You've just got to get this job ticked off.
Corners are going to be cut, aren't they? Yeah. I don't know why we bother with every... I mean, the last few years, I have genuinely thought, why are we bothering with a real tree? It's a right fucking palaver.
Smell nice.
I know they smell nice, but there must be some candle you can buy that you could put near it that with, you know, Christmas tree smell. And just get an artificial one. I remember my mother doing that, you know. And that's what old people do, actually, isn't it? Is they sort of...
We're not there yet, you know, Judith. We're not there yet.
I'm closer than you are in many ways. But I think it might come under the CBA, you know, heading.
Can't be asked.
Can't be asked heading.
Yeah, Christmas tree, yeah. CBA, can't be asked. Oh,
I think it is. Yeah, it's heading that way.
Right, sorry everybody, we've got a slight interruption to the show right now. There might be a bit of a weird edit during this podcast because, you know what it's like just before Christmas, Judith. What always happens?
Well, stuff goes wrong. So, yeah.
Stuff breaks. If it's not the boiler, it's the car. If it's not the car, it's your fridge. If it's not your fridge, it's your cooker. Something always fucks up just before Christmas. And... the podcast has been visited by gremlins. We've had gremlins in Daisy's computer. We've had to stop and start again.
I know. Glad it wasn't our fault.
So glad it's not. Yeah, nobody's fault. We're not blaming anybody. Yes. There's no blame to be had.
So we've lost a great big chunk of the
hilarious,
which is gone forever.
Comedy podcast gold. So we're just going to go for take two, which will be possibly slightly mediocre. But I just want to tell you this story. You know, it's been cold here, Judith. How cold is it in the countryside?
It's been so cold. It's been actually not very nice to go outside, which is unusual for me.
Has it hurt your face?
Oh, everything. I mean, it's not very often that cold in London, but it's been cold with you.
Oh, yeah, I think it's been colder in London than it has been in your neck of the woods. We've certainly had more snow. We've had a lot of snow. And let me tell you a funny story, okay? London is beautiful in the snow, but sometimes people's behaviour isn't quite so beautiful. The other day, on a cold and frosty morning, Jeff caught a neighbour's son, teenage son, young teen, not, you know, 18, 19, a 13-year-old, writing pedo on his frosted windscreen. Yeah,
pedo.
Yeah, on Jeff's.
Was it spelt properly?
You've got it. You've got to give the school some credit, haven't you? You really have. And this lad, Jeff just sort of did a little polite cough, and the lad kind of stared him out. In that way that Jeff said that he was looking at him as if to say, I'm looking at you, but I'm not here.
Yes, and it's not me. It's not really me.
It's not me. I did not put my finger to your screen to write the word pedo, which is actually incredibly rude.
It is.
And Jeff just looked him in the eye and just went, good morning. And the lad scuttled away. And I did, for a moment, think about going round to talk to his mum, but I think she's got enough on her plate.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm just going to get the lad. I'm going to get the lad by himself up against the gate, and I'm going to give him a bit of a fucking talking
to.
Yeah, I am. I said, and I will say, and what I don't mind, because we walked round the corner to see some neighbours that same day, all the other cars had various, rude things on the windscreens, but it was mostly of the cock and balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cock and balls variety, which I can sort of... But I'm not having pedo written on our car. I'm not having that.
God, no, definitely not. No, so, you need to go and give him a talking to. Yeah, I'm scared for him. I'm scared for him.
I'm just going to... We can place bets how long it's going to take till he wets himself. I'm going to give him 45 seconds.
Maximum. Absolutely.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah. Too cold to go out though, isn't it, Judith? Really?
Always too cold. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what last night happened, because it was really, really cold, and I've been out all day, and you know the awful thing. We've got the book club Christmas do organised yesterday. Early evening in a pub, you know, a drive away. And lovely women and everything. But I bet you anything we were all thinking the same. So about like 4 o'clock, one of us cracked and put on the WhatsApp. And said, it's terribly cold out, isn't it? You know, what are the roads like round your way, Caro? Because Caro lives in the deepest countryside. She leapt on it and said, oh, well, they're not gritted. I don't think they're gritting tonight. You know,
lethal.
Listen, yeah, lethal. You know, I'll come out, but I'm not sure how easy it'll be. So we all sort of embarrassingly quickly, no, don't worry. No. Yes. We don't think it's
you
wise.
You mustn't. The main thing is we all keep safe. We can reconvene another day. No
not
intention.
Delighted.
Of ever meeting up.
Absolutely.
In the cold,
no.
Dark night.
Get the dressing gown on and in front of the fire. I could feel the relief all round. It was coming over the WhatsApp.
Marvellous.
Terrible.
Well, I had to go out the other night, Judith. I had to go out because I had an engagement.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a Christmas reading at a posh carol service at the big church on Sloane Square.
Oh, very posh.
It's big fuck off kind of church thing. I was reading with Sir Derek Jacobi Timothy West, CBE, both in their 80s, both read brilliantly. Jacobi, in particular, he's younger than Timothy West, and he is sprightly and hilarious, like an 80-something imp. And you just, you only had to be in his company for about 10 seconds to start thinking, of course he's Sir Derek Jacobi. This is Derek Jacobi. He's incredible. He's like an actor, but better than most actors.
Yeah.
And Timothy, I'll just tell you this story very quickly. Timothy was with Prunella Scales, who we will remember, women of our generation will remember playing Sybil. Do you remember,
oh,
Judith?
You bet. Do I remember? Oh, my God. Don't you remember that her character, she'd be in reception on the phone, wouldn't she?
And in Fawlty Towers.
In Fawlty Towers, yeah. And I could picture her now going, oh, I know. Oh, I know. Yeah,
she was brilliant. And I don't think she ever got quite enough credit for it because, I mean, it was such a well-defined character.
Yeah.
Anyway, as everybody knows, Prunella has had dementia for a long time now. I think it might be 20 years. And she's 89, but she's still very well-dressed and mobile. And weirdly, on the ball in between sort of periods of mental absence, that's all I can call it. She sort of goes in and out. It's like a radio dial, and sometimes she's completely tuned in, and other times she's just somewhere else. But she talks and she makes sense, and she's still very funny. And I said to her, because I was sitting next to her in this holding bay before we went into the church while the audience were coming in. I suppose they're called congregation, but everyone's an audience in my book. I said to Prunella, I keep losing my handbag. If I don't have it in my hand or on my knee, I do not know where it is. Yeah. And she said, well, what you need is a small furry animal that you keep in your bag. And when you whistle, the animal runs to you, thus bringing your bag.
How brilliant.
And I said, do you mean like a small, well-trained ferret? And she said, absolutely. A small, well-trained ferret.
Gosh, what a clever idea that she came up with. And funny. Yeah. How amazing.
I know, We laughed.
You were with the stars, the loveys, weren't you? You were loving it up in the carol service. Big time.
And it was a big do, and there was a famous composer there, and he was called somebody Rutter, and he composed a new carol for the service.
And there
was a proper choir, and Jeff came, and because he likes proper music, he can appreciate it in a way that I can't, Judith.
Yeah, well, it's not saying a lot, though, is it, Jenny?
No, it's not saying anything at all, but he loves it, and he knew the choir were good. I mean, I just thought, well, here they go, off they go. And you can never quite trust what they're going to do. Just when you think they're going to go all down, fold-de-roll-de-roll, they go fold-de-roll-de-roll really, really high. And sometimes, you know, you have to do those carols and you do the girls' bit and the men's bit. I don't think they'll be doing that in 10 years' time, will they? But and it was all that kind of stuff going on, and it was a big do, Judith. It was a big do. They paid to get in, and there were hundreds of
people. Paid to get in, a carol service.
I think there were about 600 people in there. It was a big, it was a big church,
Wow.
It was like a cathedral. I read from Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Very nice, very nice.
Which went
down. Did you go down well?
Yes, I did, I went down well. Jeff said it seemed to break the ice. So, yeah.
I bet it did. Oh, well done. Oh, I'd like to do it with the candles, with lots of nice candles and things.
I think, I'm not sure how much candlelage there was. It's very grand. It's a very, very grand church. But, you know, we're all in dire straits at the moment. I noticed the lid of the piano had not been dusted. That's all I'm going to say.
Really?
I know. The lady soprano who sat next to me, Susan Bullock, said, oh, I nearly did that with my scarf. She said, I nearly gave it a dust with my scarf.
I think most women would have done, actually. I think I would have done. Very good.
So are we going? Is there anything else you need to tell me? Is there anything else you need to admit? Have you done any shoplifting this week?
Stop it!
Never know with you, really. I never know whether there's a streak in you that may one day just go down that avenue.
I think there's potential for it, but I don't yet. Yeah, I'm not going to act on it. No, not going to act on it.
So you've got to get off to Birmingham,
haven't
you?
Yes, I have.
You have family to see. So we need to, we are going to have to sort of truncate this podcast. I'm really sorry. We'll give you a lovely big festive bumper edition next week, but we've had terrible technical nightmares today, and Judith has got, you've got to get there before it gets dark. So Culture Corner, Judith.
Well, I'll tell you what my highlight is I've seen I Am Ruth, which is the Kate Winslet. I don't think she wrote it, but I think she had a hand in the script. And she, it's Channel 4, and she played the mother of a teenage daughter. And it's her actual daughter. And it's brilliant. It is, you know, the daughter is really going through a nightmare period, which is sort of basically around social media pressures. Mm-hmm. And whilst I've never had, I didn't have, you know, neither of our daughters sort of went through that. I could really recognise that tension and sort of love, hate, need and not need, that relationship, complicated relationship between mother
the
and
push
daughter.
Me, pull you.
Oh, yeah.
And mothers.
Honestly,
yeah.
It's a fantastic piece of television and I would really recommend it. It's just a one off and it's on Channel 4. So it's called
right. Well, I am definitely. I have written that down. I've written it down on a record card.
It.
Yes, I have. I am Ruth. I've dipped into the Harry and Meghan. I have to say about the Harry and Meghan that I can't tell when one episode finishes and another starts because it's all a bit samey.
Yeah, I don't think it's been very well put together. And I tell you what it looks like to me. It looks like somebody has gone in there and re-edited because of the Queen's death. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they've sort of taken some of the sort of sting out of it and a lot of padding has gone in. But, you know, because actually editing stuff is a tricky thing. You know, you kind of do it. But once you start going in too many times, it's like unpicking a dress. It doesn't quite sit together as well.
Or knitting, the wool starts to look a bit twisted, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes a bit twisted. And I think there's sort of stuff there for the American market, which is about this kind of contextualising the royal family. And I don't know, it's a bit of a mishmash.
I wish they hadn't felt it was necessary because I think...
Yes, the programme, you mean? The programme?
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Me too. It's so sad and it just drives an even bigger wedge.
I wish both of them were a little bit funnier. A little bit more self-aware and were genuinely a little bit funnier.
Yes, that's a good point. They take themselves very, very seriously, don't they? And the whole sort of issue of... and that's partly the problem, isn't it, I think, is that everybody thinks, well, you've got a nice life and can you stop going on about it?
It is a tragedy, and I hope that there is some mending in the future.
Oh,
there we
me
go.
Too. Yeah.
Telly-wise, Judith.
Yes, yes.
Well, on Saturday, our telly went mad because it's just before Christmas and things break. So I decided that it would only play Netflix. So we were exhausted by this because we tried everything to get it working, you know, properly. So we ended up watching Lindsay Lohan's really terrible comeback movie, Falling for Christmas. I had a big glass of wine and I rather enjoyed it.
Oh, I like
and
Lindsay.
I do hope she gets a lot of work after this because she's very good at the physical side of comedy acting. But
is
there
she?
Is a kid in it. Yeah, she's got skills. She's got real skills that she's obviously had since she was a child because she's a child actress.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's got things that she can do that lots of actresses can't do. But there is a kid in it, and I have to put a warning on this. There's a sort of 9-year-old girl who cannot stop smiling. it's like a terrible affliction. She cannot stop smiling. And that's a bit much.
Yeah, as an actress,
and you can guess half
really
the dialogue
well,
before it comes out of their mouths. But if you are in a state of Christmas forgiveness or possibly a bit pissed,
right,
you might enjoy it.
Okay, what's it called again?
It's called Falling for Christmas.
Falling for Christmas. Okay, right.
I'm not going to mention the art show that I saw at the South London Gallery because it was terrible.
Was it?
And very disappointing. It's the Bloomberg Young Contemporaries, and some years are great, but this year I do think it was mostly, on the most part, lazy and not very exciting. So we shall go to books.
Yes, what you are now. I know how you scamper through them.
Well, I am on Chris Brookmyer's The Cliff House, which is like a modern... Because our last Agatha, we were scraping the bottom of the barrel with the Agathas, and it was one written when she was very old and she'd gone a bit dotty and it didn't really work. and they just...
All,
it was
you?
As if nobody ever dared say to her, Agatha, this doesn't actually make any sense.
Yeah. Oh,
anyway,
dear.
So
it
was... This is an alternative. It's called The Cliff House. It's a modern-day Agatha. Hen party revellers, each with a secret, come a cropper on a remote Scottish island. So it's really very well written. It's like a very female book. It's all female characters so far. It's very dramatic. I'm really enjoying it.
That sounds good. Is that a new book?
It's quite new.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
But I've downloaded the Hugh Bonneville with your recommendation.
You will enjoy that.
Which I'm quite enjoying. It's a bit lovely, though. I mean, obviously it's lovely. Why did I not realise it would be lovely? It's very lovely, lovely, lovely.
I think I've got a bit more lovey in me than you have.
You have, yeah.
Performer's thing that I really...
Yes, I
do love stories of other performers.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's too much for me, really, all the stories about the National. Don't mind a bit of that, you know, a little bit of that, but it's quite a lot.
I know some of the people he mentions. From the olden days, yeah. I found it really charming, but I can understand it could be a bit of a rich meal of love.
Yes, exactly. But I still would love to sit next to him at some do or something. I mean, he's obviously a fabulous guy.
Well, he might be listening to this podcast, and I think Hugh is one of those people that bears a grudge, because that comes across in the book. And if he hears this podcast and you've not raved about the book, he is never ever going to sit next to you, Judith.
I've scuppered it, haven't I? Yeah, you're right. Don't think he's going to be listening somehow.
He'll say, if those two women are there, I'm sitting next to Jenny because she liked my book better.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So
emails.
Okay. Oh, we had a lot of people saying thank you for recommending Three Salons, didn't we? Which was very lovely.
We did. We got a nice one from Helen, because we mentioned hearing aids last week, and she's booked in for a hearing test next week because she's lost some of the higher frequency sounds. She says if she does get a hearing aid, she'll only turn it on when she goes birding, which is not like dogging, she insists. Because she doesn't want to miss any bird noises. But as for listening to people, she's not fussed, as quite frankly, a lot of people bore her.
Yeah, I know what she means.
And
yeah,
so say all of us.
Yeah, so say for absolutely, Helen.
Yeah.
I'm not coming bird watching with you, but I know what you mean.
I could be a potential bird watcher.
Could you?
Yes.
No.
If my eyes were better, I really love birds and I'd like to be able to spot them and know what they are.
Okay, I mean, maybe we should have a bird watching trip then. Maybe we should have an outing in the spring.
Oh, that means going outdoors, doesn't it? Can I not just sit indoors and look at a book?
Well, you can.
Rachel, 55 1/3, says she's looking forward to lounging on your sofa.
I know, isn't that lovely? Absolutely, she's booked it for a week to celebrate her husband's 65th birthday.
Happy birthday, Bob!
Yeah,
and she also suggests special gel pads for your Morton's Neuroma.
Yes, I know.
Apparently you can hook them over your toes, which sounds very sexy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Actually, it's not that bad at the moment, but it might get worse again.
Right then. Now, you have got to go. You've got a family. What is it you're doing in Birmingham?
I'm seeing my lovely Auntie Doreen, who's nearly 90, who's my mother's sister. And I'm taking her a very large pork pie, which I'm going to probably have more than half of, I would imagine. Quite looking forward to that. Yeah. And some coleslaw. Got it all in my basket ready. Whoa. And I'm going to sit... Oh, you're scaring me now. It's going a bit pornographic.
I haven't had my breakfast yet, Judith. And I absolutely just... My keyboard is now awash with dribble.
Sorry. And I'm going to see my cousin Christine, whose house will be pristine.
Pristine Christine?
Yes, her house will be Christmas ready and all the silver will have been polished and the brass. It'll all look very lovely.
That'll teach you a lesson. Put it in your pockets, put it in your basket. You know, well, because the basket will be empty of the pork pie by then. Just lift it all and put it in your basket. I'm off now to see me old mucker Julie Ballou.
Oh, very nice.
And to claim my £30 reserve table at Cafe Zedel. I have absolutely no record of at all on any of my emails or texts.
Oh, God,
we're going to end up in a pret, aren't we?
Well, and I don't know whether they do pork pies at Cafe Zedel, but, you know, you might have moved on to something else.
I'm now going to race down to the kitchen and get some breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, listen, good luck with the Christmas run-up.
Yeah, drive very safely, Judith, because there's no trains today, so I presume you're driving, so be very careful.
Yeah, good point.
Okay.
And, all right, well, thanks very much, Daisy, and see you next week.
See everybody next week. Take care, everybody. Yeah, okay. Enjoy yourselves and don't do anything silly. Okay? And if you are going to draw cock and balls on people's car windows, make sure they're anatomically correct. All right? Thank you very much. We shall speak next week.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.